This interview is with Mr. James Buckley, a retired janitor. Mr. Buckley has lived in Champaign since the Second World War. This interview is being conducted on July 12, 1983 at 1508 North Matthews, Urbana. The interviewers are Melinda Roundtree and Patrick Tyler, representing the Urbana Free Library Archives Department.
I didn't go to school very much. Had to work. Now about that time. So far, I didn't get to work and go to school very much. Help make crops. They hire me out to work for the white man. Of course, I work on that mountain, hiring out the place. I work flying for the white folks, making a crop. Good enough to work for myself.
Did you live on a farm? You live on the farm?
Yes,
your father did?
Mm-hmm. See, he's hired me out to get money to work his farm with.
Oh, he owned the farm?
Yeah, he
owned the farm. What did your mother do?
She worked in the field.
She worked too.
Yeah, she was a
flower. Do you have any brothers or sisters?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had a lot of them. Had several, you see. Four brothers. Five of them. Four boys. Five girls.
Do you remember their names?
Well, one oldest one named Irma Sher Jane. Irma Sher Jane. And there's a name. Next oldest one named. I'm a sure can. I'm on the system. Next ocean name is Letty something. Letty.
Letty?
Oh, okay. She's a younger one. She's up here now.
Oh, she's here now?
Mm-hmm. One name, Letty. One name, Mark Annie. Mark Annie.
Mark Annie?
Mark Annie. That's three right now. Letty, Tannen, Letty, Mark Annie. Gladys McKee. She was a Buckley. She had a Buckley boy. And Miranda. She did. All of them did. Except Gladys. That's five of them.
Three. He said, Jane and Gladys and Mark Anthony.
And Letty.
Letty.
Yeah. And Miranda, she's all empty, but Gladys. And the girls is Riley. Sherman. John Acey. That's four, eh? With me.
Oh, yeah, you. Okay, four, right. Were you ever in the service? Do you remember?
By the time I was about old enough to go there, they all quit. So they didn't have any call anymore.
What time came the champagne? When they had the exit gang on the railroad. When they had what?
Exit gang on the railroad. You know, they used to have exit gang, not these railroad men that's on there, but
extra gang.
That's where I come here working with. Stayed up at the roundhouse. That's where I camped for.
You don't remember what
you did? No, I know if my sister was here, she might could tell it. No, but that was what it was. Well, she was up here when I come up here.
Was it before World War II?
It wasn't before World War II.
It was after World War II?
You didn't go to school while you were here, did you? Have you been to school since you've been to Chattanooga? Yeah. How long did you work at the railroad?
Four or five weeks, something like that. Right until they take the extra gang off.
The extra gang?
Yeah.
When you came to Champaign, how were the people? How did they treat you?
Well, they treated me pretty good. Yeah, pretty nice time with them around here. They treated me pretty good.
Were the people close? The community close? Did they mingle a lot? Everybody, talk to each other and go see each other, come to go to these warehouses?
Yeah. Yeah, they seem to be. That's true, that feeling, now. Seem to be pretty close. Talk good to you. I had plenty of friends around my house.
Did you join any clubs or?
Church.
Mount Olive.
Uh-huh.
When did you join Mount Olive?
When it was down there on 4th Street.
On 4th Street? You've been there ever since?
And then they moved it up here.
How many members were there? Were there a lot of members?
There were a lot of members, yep. How
was the church then?
It was pretty nice.
Service the same? Did y'all get out at the same time?
Yeah,
it's still
about the same time. Yeah.
Who is the pastor?
Well, it's his name now, but he died. He was the pastor. He was her pastor, another name, Graves. Yeah, Reverend Graves. And so now, pastor got married. He was London Savage.
Do they have young choirs?
Yeah, they have young choirs and old choirs. They have two choirs.
When the church first started, did they sing more out of hymn books or what kind of songs?
Well, yeah, they did sing more out of hymn books when they first started, but well, they sang some out of hymn books now.
Can you tell us any big difference at the church now than it was in the past?
Well, yeah. They used to get up there and read him, read then sing. Yeah, sing to him. Now they don't read them much now.
Do you think that's a good change or bad change?
Or
you
would rather
do that?
Well, that seemed like a good change. Seemed to me like it is.
So you like it better now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't want a deacon along there now in that red car.
Worked on a railroad.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get the job right off, or did it take you a while?
No, I had the job when I left down Jackson. We left Jackson to come up down to the Acre Gang.
And you got the job when you came?
Yeah, I had the job when you came. Mm-hmm.
How would a job opportunity
seem? Well, good job, pretty good, then. Can't most anyone. But you can't get them now.
How would you say the community is now? Are they more close? I think they've drifted apart a lot.
Well,
the people.
Some of them seem to be like they've drifted apart.
Hi. Hi.
Well, it seems like the people, some of them, pretty good now. Some of them, they don't pay you no attention. That's right.
I'm interested in how did you feel while you were here in Champaign doing the civil rights movement with Martin Luther King?
Well, I just didn't feel right. I didn't think it done him right. That's right. Well, I thought it was kind of good work.
How did the people in the community feel?
Well, some of them did thought he was doing good work too, but some of them didn't pay no attention.
Did the town open up to you, to the black community more after the civil rights movement?
No, it didn't seem like they did very much because I couldn't tell it. But I just went on.
Did you drive a car when you were first here?
Huh?
You know the first car you hit?
I never bought a car. What,
you walked most of the time?
Most of the time, when I didn't get somebody's car, I got out and walked.
I would also like to know, how has crime changed since when you first came in our community?
It seems like it changed a whole lot. One thing, you could go anywhere you wanted to and wouldn't be scared. Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. Now, I don't get out nowhere at night.
What's the reason? I mean, why is that?
Well, you just, I mean, you boil down here a lot of life out. That's right.
Why?
Well, they do anything to you in the dark.
Why would you say people have changed like that now?
Well, I think they just ain't right. You think you're right? They catch you in the dark and knock you out, take what you got?
Is that because people's not as much loving?
No,
they ain't going to church or what's the
reason? It's them that ain't going to church, I think, all the time. They think you got money. And they knock you out and take your money.
Do you remember the gangs that they used to have, you know, mm-hmm. around town? The gangs, how bad they were during the 60s. Do you remember anything about that?
No, I remember it. Yeah, I know they'd be out where they were, but I remember them talking about the gangs.
Can you tell us some of the things that the gangs did?
Well, it's just if you got any money on it, they take it off. Sometimes it might kill you if you think you'll say something about it. That's right.
Do you know anybody that got robbed?
Yeah, there's several folks that tell me got robbed. I didn't see them. I just said they got robbed. That's right. I ain't got it together no more yet.
The minute the people began to get hungry.